A brother priest was celebrating Mass one Sunday, and when it came to the consecration, and when Father elevated the consecrated host to show the people, a little girl said, "I see Jesus. I see Jesus." The priest was startled. And he said to himself, "Am I hearing voices? Is this for real?" But he continued on with the celebration of the Eucharist. Then he did the same thing with the chalice, with the cup. He raised it to be able to show the people. And again, the same little girl said, "I see Jesus. I see Jesus." After Mass, the priest wanted to talk to the little girl if she really was seeing Jesus. But they took off. She took off with her aunt and uncle, because the little girl was under the care of her aunt and uncle. So the priest didn't even think about it. 2 weeks later, on a Sunday, they came back. Same little girl was sitting right in front, the front pew. Very good Catholic, sitting in front pew. You can't do that now because of COVID. So she was sitting right in front. And when the time came for Father to elevate, to show the consecrated host and also the precious blood, the girl again said, "I see Jesus. I see Jesus." The aunt was so embarrassed because the little girl was making some noise. So the aunt then said, "Shh, don't say anything. Don't say anything." But the little girl said, "But auntie, I see Jesus. I see Jesus." Those were the words of that little girl who was with her aunt and uncle during the celebration of the Eucharist. It was perhaps a beautiful sight to behold. I see Jesus. You and I, perhaps would also like to see and experience Jesus, especially in the celebration of the Eucharist. We probably are gathered, perhaps, to hope to be able to see and experience Jesus. And that happens when we gather as the body of Christ to celebrate the Eucharist. When we bring up the gifts of bread and wine, and the whole church, not just Father, the whole church prays the Eucharistic prayer, something happens. A transformation, a change happens. That the bread and the wine that we have brought, placed on the altar, once the whole congregation prays the Eucharistic prayer, it changes, it becomes the body and blood of the Lord. And we see and experience Jesus real, really present in the celebration. But the transformation that happens during the celebration of the Eucharist does not only happen in the bread and wine that is brought as gifts, But transformation also happens to all of us. All of us who receive the body and blood of the Lord. For many, many years, this feast of the solemnity of Corpus Christi was focused on solely the precious body and blood of the Savior. John Paul, St. John Paul II, once said that it is not enough for us to gaze on the precious body of the Lord. But rather, what we are invited to do is, yes, to gaze, to look at the precious body of the Lord. But at the same time, we must allow ourselves to be transformed. We must allow ourselves to be changed. We must allow ourselves to become who we eat. We must allow ourselves to be Jesus. To be Jesus. In the gospel reading today, we heard the account of the Last Supper. And in the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is the cup of my blood." That was more than 2,000 years ago. Whatever Jesus did more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus continues to do for all of us every single time we gather to celebrate the Eucharist. Jesus gathers all of us, His people. He blesses. He thanks God. Then He sends us out. He breaks and sends us out. But before we are scattered, we are sent out, we must always first keep in mind the words of Saint Augustine that says, "You are the body of Christ, member for member. You say your amen to what you are. Your response is a personal signature affirming your faith," Augustine says. "Be a member of Christ's body so that your amen may ring true. See what you are, become what you see. This is the body of Christ, the beloved of God. We are the body of Christ. And that is the description of what it is to be church," Augustine says. You and I were taught that the most important part in the celebration of the Eucharist are the words of consecration. Take and eat. Take and drink. Yes, those words are key to the celebration. But there are other important words. There are other important words in the celebration of the Eucharist. Especially the words that says at the very end of Mass, "Go and proclaim the gospel of Christ." We gather to celebrate the Eucharist, not to stay here, but rather we gather to celebrate the Eucharist to be challenged, to be transformed by the Word of God, and then we are sent forth as the body of Christ to make a difference, not only in our lives, but to make a difference in the lives of others. as we receive the most precious body and blood of the Lord this morning, may you and I allow ourselves to be transformed, to be truly who we are, the body of Christ, so that when people encounter us in our words and in actions, they will say to us, I see Jesus.